Dictation for Ronald, R-O-N-A-L-D, Ron, R-O-H-N, October 1555, addresses a letter to Scott, S-C-O-T-T, Kasnin, K-A-S-T-N-I-N-G, A421110. Dear Mr. Kasnin, consultation for Mr. Ron. With progressive renal failure, we talked a few days ago about his situation. He's been diagnosed with diabetes, he says, only a few years back. He has no specific complainings. Within the last few years, there was thromboembolic peripheral vascular disease, critical ischemia requiring thrombolysis, and eventually aortofemoral bypass. Unfortunately, they couldn't save part of the foot. A few months later, right-sided transmetatarsal foot amputation. Recently, kidney ultrasound shows normal size without obstruction. Recent arterial Doppler do not show evidence for renal artery stenosis. A few years back, when they did testing for his lower extremities, the CT scan aorta shows no renal artery stenosis either. Weight appetite has been stable, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, no changes in urination, no major nocturia, no incontinence, infection, cloudiness of blood. He still has his prostate, denies ulcers, presently no major claudication symptoms, minor numbness, no documented retinopathy. Eye exam every 6 months, denies chest pain palpitation dyspnea, denies orthopnea PND. Next paragraph, past medical history for diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, peripheral vascular disease, denies deep thrombosis pulmonary embolism, denies coronary artery disease, no congestive heart failure, no valve abnormalities, no arrhythmia, no pacemaker, no TIAs or stroke or seizures, denies blood protein in the urine or infection, denies gastrointestinal bleeding, no liver disease, did receive blood transfusion at the time of leg vascular procedure. Next paragraph, surgeries, bilateral lens implant, tonsils, adenoids, thrombolysis of the right leg, aortofemoral bypass, and midfoot amputation right-sided. Next paragraph, reported side effects to topical mupirocin, M-U-P-I-R-O-C-I-N. Next paragraph, he started smoking as a teenager, up to 4 packs per day, decreased to 0.5 pack per day now. Prior beer intake, but discontinued 12 years ago. No family history of kidney disease. Medication list review. Notice the aspirin, Lipitor, Jardiance, iron replacement, Nurantin, albuterol inhaler, Metoprolol, Flomax, Tragenta. No anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph. On physical exam, weight 182, 67 inches tall, blood pressure 150 over 80 on the right, 158 over 80 on the left, lens implant, mild decreased hearing, normal speech, no expressive facial dysarthria, no facial asymmetry, only has 2 teeth left, no dentures, some telangiectasias on the face, no gross palpable thyroid lymph nodes, no gross carotid bruise, JBD, there are emphysematose changes, no pleural effusion consolidation, appears to be regular, occasional premature beats, abdomen soft, no palpable liver spleen, no ascites. Next paragraph. There is poor peripheral pulses. no active gangrene, no focal deficit. Next paragraph. Recent 24-hour urine collection, more than 4 grams of protein. No evidence for Banks-Jones protein and negative for monoclonal protein. Creatinine has risen from a year ago around 1.1, 1.2, as high as 2.01, presently 1.83 of the lisinopril, a normal sodium potassium, mild metabolic acidosis, glucose elevated in the 200s, a normal calcium. Urine shows protein but no blood. Recent TSH normal, albumin, calcium, liver function test normal, PSA not elevated, most recent A1C 8.8, this is from 2 months ago. CT scan of the chest, screening for cancer, no suspicious or new pulmonary nodules, does have severe coronary artery calcification, does have emphysema, with bullous changes on both apices. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, progressive renal failure, poor control of diabetes, underlying hypertension, no evidence of obstruction, previously mild urinary retention in the middle hundreds, presently no urinary symptoms, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or valium overload, testing for renal artery stenosis negative by Doppler, a few years back, negative CT scan angiogram. Does have, however, extensive peripheral vascular disease with prior procedures lower extremity, calcifications of coronary arteries. He has developed nephrotic range proteinuria. However, given the lack of edema and normal albumin, there is no nephrotic syndrome. Diabetes definitely high in the differential diagnosis, although faster than expected. Treatment for proteinuria is ACE inhibitors for what he needs to go back to lisinopril, and we will monitor stability of the kidney function. For completeness, we are going to do some testing serology for proteinuria. We discussed about potential renal biopsy, but probably is not needed. We discussed about avoiding anti-inflammatory agents, the meaning of chronic kidney disease, the lack of symptoms typical for chronic kidney disease, as symptoms develop very late. He lives alone, but on the next visit, we will try to see him with family. Presently, no need to change diet for potassium, no need for bicarbonate for metabolic acidosis. We will update phosphorus as well as PTH or mineral bone abnormalities and secondary hyperparathyroidism. Few months back, no anemia. All issues discussed at length, all questions answered. End of dictation.